Please be seated. My dear brethren, we are celebrating today the, you might call it the last solemn, joyful feast of the Lenten season. As you can see, the vestments today are the color of white. We have flowers on the altar. We can't uncover the statues and pictures of Our Lady because we are in Passiontide, but it is a note of joy. As a matter of fact, we could even say there's a little bit of Christmas in today's Feast of the Annunciation. We're 9 months away from Christmas, and the gospel that we just heard chanted, it was one of the Gospels that's heard during Advent about the angel Gabriel appearing to Mary and announcing that she was to become the Mother of God. But there's also a Lenten spirit to today's feast as well, which is why it's, of course, very appropriate for the Feast of the Annunciation to occur in the middle of Lent, as it most years does. In the sermon yesterday, I talked about Jesus coming down and becoming man, the Son of God, because we had a debt that we couldn't pay. Because of the sin of Adam and Eve and our own sins, we had excluded ourselves from heaven. And there was no amount of spiritual money that we could pay in order to be able to go to heaven someday. As I explained in the sermon, Adam and Eve committed an infinite offense. And the sins that we commit, at least the mortal ones, if not the venial sins as well, are infinite offenses as well. Each one of them brings a debt upon us that we can never pay. But because God loved us, He came down to earth. And today as we adore Him incarnate in the womb of Mary, we realize that He came down, that He is in the womb of Mary for the very reason that He came to pay the debt. He came to die on the cross. He came to redeem us. And He started off as a tiny child and would grow up and become that full-grown man that would literally die on the cross, shed the last drops of His blood in the most painful way imaginable. So today is a Lenten feast as well. Let us remember that every time we say, Hail Mary, full of grace, we are using the very words that God put on the lips of St. Gabriel the Archangel. Those are the words that God wanted him to say. And the angel Gabriel was acting as an ambassador of God. And as we know, ambassadors are you might say an equivalent or some kind of equivalent of the person they are representing. When you speak with an ambassador, it's as though you're speaking to the person for whom he is ambassador. So we know that those are words from God. And what words did God want the angel Gabriel to say to Our Lady? Hail, full of grace. And in the Greek, there's a long word, full of grace, which means completely filled to the very top. Completely full. Not just somewhat full. Full. Beyond. Or full to the greatest extent possible. How lightly do we say our Hail Marys? Quickly, rapidly, thoughtlessly. Hail Mary, full of grace. No, let's stop and think. What am I saying? Hail. Ave, as we would say in Latin. Gratia plena, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. That is so biblical, so scriptural, what we say. And if anything, let us resolve to never say the Hail Mary with thoughtlessness or speed or carelessness. Let's realize that if we mean it, every Hail Mary is a rose that we offer to Mary. That's what St. Louis Marie de Montfort calls it in his book, The Secret of the Rosary. He says, every Hail Mary, the Our Fathers and Hail Marys of the Rosary, he compares them to red and white roses. If we just think about it, we're giving that rose to Our Lady. Do you want to give her a wormy, moth-eaten rose? No. But that's what we would give her if we say it carelessly and without reverence. And then the rest of the Hail Mary, words of St. Elizabeth, and then, of course, words that the Church added on about praying for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Speaking of holy slavery today, total consecration to Jesus through Mary, I think one of the most beautiful analogies that St. Louis gives us in his book, True Devotion to Mary, is he says that when we give ourselves to Our Lady, whatever we do gets fixed up before it's given to Jesus. And he says, what if you were a poor peasant and all you had to give to the king was a wormy apple? And you didn't even know how to really fix it up or make it look good. Now, what if you gave that wormy apple straight to the king? King would sense some disrespect, this irreverence to him. I mean, a wormy apple. So he says, St. Louis, give that wormy apple to the queen. She is more apt to take it from you. And what the queen will do is cut it up. Well, she'll wash it, make sure that it's as clean as possible. Then cut it into pieces, cut out all the wormy parts, put it on a very nice dish, maybe put a couple of things surrounding it, and then give it to the king. And he says, when we give ourselves to Jesus through Mary, we do that spiritually. We don't just give wormy apples to Jesus, our good deeds and our prayers that so often are lacking in things that there should be some, or there's some sinfulness in it, or some imperfection. And so, if we can give it to Our Lady, she will make a far better present of it to Jesus than we could. So, for those that haven't studied that book, True Devotion to Mary, I highly recommend that you do so, and that you thoughtfully and prayerfully consider making your act of total consecration to Jesus through Mary. As St. Louis de Montfort calls it, it's a perfect renewal of your baptismal vows. All of you in this church, all that are baptized, are slaves of Christ. We became that in our baptism. We need to remember that. And if we really want to live as slaves of Christ, the best way, as St. Louis points out, is to totally consecrate ourselves to Jesus through Mary. Then we become slaves of Jesus and Mary. And we imitate Christ, who was in Our Lady's womb for 9 months and who, to all appearances, lived for 30 years with her before he embarked on his public ministry. So we will be following Jesus' own example by being close to Our Lady. Never forget how much Our Lady can do for you. But you have to be devoted to her, and best of all, give yourself completely to Our Lady. She will then lead you most surely to Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.